Hi everyone, thank you for joining me today on SEPA Healing Podcast. This is your host, Stephanie, and I'm going to be updating you guys on living in my car. Now, it's been about 2.5 weeks. I left on the 17th, and we're already on a Friday, so it's only been like 2 weeks and a couple days. And the experience has been very interesting as far as like, you know, actually sleeping in the car and, you know, doing the normal thing that you obviously do in your house, which is like showering, going to the restroom, eating, you know, just spending time and, you know, alone, doing whatever, you know, stuff like that, but in the car. And honestly, it's really not as bad as a lot of people think, especially like the stigma where sleeping in your car is like such a horrible thing to do, or it's like you're the lowest of the low, or, you know, stuff like that, or you don't have your life together. A lot of the times it's not that you don't have your life together, it's just, you know, you do run into situations in your life where things don't work out, and that's okay. And or there's some things where maybe you've been praying about or meditating on that you want to change, and sometimes the change isn't what you think. Sometimes it comes about to where, you know, a predicament like mine where you end up having to live in the car for whatever reason. And that's fine. All you're doing is just experiencing life on different sides of the spectrum. You know, I came from a background where I've, you know, my parents, you know, made sure that I had food and clothes and all that stuff. Even though, yeah, I was working at the time, but they still provided me with those things. And experiencing, you know, living with my husband, you know, for 3 years and having our own apartment and stuff like that, you know, and having the luxuries of having your own place and doing whatever you want, you know, and now to where we're living in the car. And it's a lot for someone to take in, for sure, to just solely just say, you know what, I'm just gonna sleep in the car and that's that. And transitioning from what you've known, yeah, it's a different world. You see things a lot more differently, especially you'll notice a lot more people do sleep in the car than you think. You think, well, maybe people don't really sleep in their car that much. No, dude, there's a lot of people that I've noticed and my husband's noticed that sleep in their car, and it's obvious, you know. And like for me, you know, I make sure that like my stuff, you can't tell because I don't want anyone to come in my car and try to jack my shit. So I make sure that, you know, it looks clean and I keep it up. You know, that's the main thing. Another thing too, like when you're in your car, you want to make sure you're cleanly. If you can, vacuum your car at a gas station. It's super cheap. It's like, what, $1.50 to vacuum your car for like 5 minutes, at least at the gas station that I go to. You know, you can go and get your car wash at the gas station, or you could go get your car wash at an actual car wash. What's another thing? Make sure you always have like napkins, and utensils, like plastic utensils, just because like you're gonna eat in your car a lot, so just make sure you have that. What else? I'm trying to think. Especially too, like when you're going to the gym and you're gonna shower there and stuff, make sure you have everything prioritized. Like for me, I have like this like little bag that I used to do Postmates and DoorDash, and they provide you like with these bags. So what you do, you could just reuse them and just put like your stuff in there, like your stuff, you're going to go shower, like your towel, and then just have like a container where you're going to have all your hygiene products, like your toothpaste, your shampoo, your body wash, all that stuff, put it into one container, and then be prepped, you know, for the days. Like for me, what I do is I prep for the next day. I always do this. I make sure that I have like clean clothes, you know, for the next day, so I don't have to like waste time. That's another thing too, you're gonna notice that time management is something you're definitely going to learn. You're gonna notice that when you are punctual, you're gonna have a lot of time on your hands, which is great because that gives you enough time to go to wherever you need to go. If you're working, or if you have an appointment to go to, or whatever it may be, you have that extra time to spare. Or even if you need to go grab some breakfast or dinner, lunch, whatever, you know, you have that time there left for you for a reason. Versus like when you're in your home, you're so comfortable, sometimes you're not really like up for getting ready and getting yourself situated. Sometimes it just doesn't happen, and then you become really lazy and you won't be like really on time for stuff. And in this predicament, you know, living in the car, it makes you like that. And sleeping in the car too, another thing I've noticed is I wake up when the sun's up. So I tend to not really like to sleep in if I don't need to. You know, I'll wake up like around 8, 9 o'clock. I think that's like a decent time. Even though the sunrise is like around 7-ish, I think. And, you know, I wake up, we wake up, we get everything ready, and then we just go straight to the gym, use the restroom, brush our teeth, shower, work out, whatever. And then we get our day started. It's all of it, all it is just routine. You're doing a new routine. There's nothing different from you living in a home. The only difference is, you know, having a bed, shower, kitchen, and all that good stuff. Like, that's the only difference, you know, but you're just transitioning to something else. The rewarding part is that you do get to travel anywhere you would like, anywhere, whether it's, I don't know, Colorado, Washington, Arizona, wherever, you know, you get to go wherever you please without having to worry about, oh, fuck, you know, like, I have to make sure everything's locked up in my house, blah, blah, blah. Or if you have pets, you have to make sure you have a pet sitter, stuff like that. But, you know, being in the car, it's a great experience if you just want to do it. I highly recommend it. If you want to just try something new, you want to experience something different, you know, I've already given you before in the podcast where you can sleep. You just have to look it up on the internet. It's super simple. A lot of the times, Walmart definitely allows you to sleep in your car. You just have to make sure that Walmart is okay with it. Some Walmarts seem like they're not, but you just have to call and ask or look it up online. I don't know other places, maybe campgrounds. If you have campgrounds close to you, you could definitely go ahead and crash there. And that's about it, I believe. I know hotels may let you sleep in their parking lot, but you have to definitely check with them. I'm not too sure. You don't want to get caught up and be harassed by the police because you're sleeping in your car. Another thing too, if you don't have tinted windows, make sure you try to put something to where, if I mentioned this before, like a little like fabric with like little Velcro stuff so you can stick it over. For those of you who haven't heard what I said about that before, that's something that you can do to make sure like the light comes in and no one bothers you and no one tries to peek in. But that's about it. I mean, guys, all I know for me is that, you know, it's not going to last forever. It's something that is very temporary. It's something that I'm just experiencing. I'm going with the flow of life. I'm allowing the universe to teach me whatever lessons that I need to be taught and just take it as that. You know, there's no point in stressing or anything like that. There's just no point, because all it's going to do is it's just going to give you anxiety and depression and all that shit that you don't need in your life. Versus when you look at it as, okay, use it as an experience, as a moment to gain whatever wisdom that you need to, and to strive for what it is that you want in your life. That's mainly what it is. Sometimes people like me, I guess, need to experience stuff like that to really get shit going, you know. I don't know, but all I know is that, you know, I'm okay, guys. Know that I'm safe. I do have my husband here. It's not like I'm by myself. You know, and I'm going to continue updating you guys. You know, I'll do like a monthly like update if I'm still living in my car. We'll see how long I last in a car, as far as like what my life changes. If not, like if I, you know, get a different job or something and I get a new place, I don't know. But I will definitely update you guys. And thank you so much for everyone who's been listening. We're almost at 1,000 plays. That's incredible. Thank you guys so much for just tuning into my podcast and listening to me talk about all kinds of stuff. I really, really do appreciate it. Continue showing me the love, because, you know, I'm going to continue doing those podcasts that you guys love. And I hope you guys have a great day, great night, great evening, wherever you're at. Feel free to reach out to me. Don't be scared. I'm not going to shy you away. I'm definitely going to talk to you. I love talking to everybody. If you have any questions about, you know, living in your car, let me know. I'll go ahead and answer that. But yeah, guys, I hope you have a really good day.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.